Hello, this is Nelson Olmstead. Today, let's visit a gracious reminder of Portland's early days. Now, here's Clint Gruber, our spokesman for Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Back now to Nelson Olmstead, Pacific Powerland's favorite storyteller.
A few years ago, the people of the city of Portland had occasion to demonstrate that they love the past just as much as they love progress. A huge and splendid old mansion built by the wealthy Piddock family in the early years of this century was put up for sale by the family heirs. Tradition-minded Portlanders raised nearly $70,000, about one-third of the purchase price, through public subscription, in order to preserve the Hilltop Mansion. The balance of the price came from civic and federal funds, and in 1964, the Piddock property became a part of Portland's public park system. Now open to public view, the massive stone house displays many reminders of the grand and extravagant era which it represents. But to many Portlanders, the most nostalgic touch of all is the Henry Failing Room, authentically furnished with articles from the home of one of Portland's most influential pioneer citizens. On seeing the room, a visitor to the Piddock Mansion might remark, "Now this takes a fellow back about as far as I can remember. I can still see that old Failing House right in the middle of what is downtown today. Fact is, it took the whole block where the public service building is now. Built in a French style, I guess you'd call it, with portcullis for the carriages to drive through." Well, although the Henry Failing Mansion gave way in 1922 to the commercial development of downtown Portland, the heritage left by the builder of this elegant home will be remembered as long as there is a Portland, Oregon. Henry Failing came to Oregon as a youth of 17 in the year 1851. Henry and his father Josiah built a mercantile store near the waterfront, and both of them soon became active in the affairs of the growing community. Just 2 years after their arrival, Josiah Failing was elected mayor of the town, and young Henry took over the family business. While still a young man, less than 30, someone said, "Well, sure, Failing's a young man, but look at the success he's made already. We need that kind of man as our mayor. He's an honest, hard-working fellow, and he's not after glory for himself." Well, Henry Failing won the election of 1864, the first of 3 terms he was to serve as mayor of Portland. Only 5 votes were cast against him from the entire community of Portland the second time he ran. During Portland's Victorian age and well into the 20th century, the gracious French manor house, built by merchant, banker, and civic leader Henry Failing, was one of Portland's showplaces. When at last in the 1920s, the home was removed to make way for what was then the city's largest office building and the headquarters of Pacific Power and Light Company, many of the elegant furnishings and treasures collected by the Failing family passed into the care of Henry Failing's descendants. Recently, one grandson, Henry Cabell, told his wife, "You know, we have the furnishings and the old family photo albums. I'm sure we could recreate a room the way it was in Grandfather's house, and the Piddock Mansion would be just the place to install it." And so the Henry Failing Room was furnished and donated to the city of Portland by the Cabells. The authentically furnished bedroom, now on display at the Piddock Mansion, recalls a grand era of opulence and gracious living, and stands as a lasting tribute to a man who helped Portland grow from a hamlet to one of the West's great cities.